It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. It's the day before Thanksgiving, and while we have your ear as you brave the traffic or the airport or are busy in the kitchen preparing to receive those travelers, we thought we'd check in with New York Governor Kathy Hochul on some important issues. She joins us now. Hi, Governor Hochul. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you for having me on the show, and I just want to take this opportunity to wish everyone and their families a happy Thanksgiving.
Governor, many experts predicted a surge, a COVID surge, like we saw last year, as temperatures cooled off. It's here. Cases are spiking statewide. Hospitals in Warren and Washington counties are pretty overloaded right now. So what happens going forward? Are you considering reissuing a state of emergency or lockdowns, mask mandates, maybe stronger restrictions for unvaccinated people?
Well, we have a multifaceted approach. And one is I had a conversation with all the county executives and the borough leaders over the weekend to talk about, you know, what they're doing, where they need assistance. For example, up in Washington County and the North Country, we just reopened another mass vaccination site that they requested. So we have the resources to deploy. Not every area of the state is experiencing the same surge. You take out the five boroughs of New York City, they're doing extremely well. The numbers will go up somewhat, but because of the high vaccination rate in the city, we're not experiencing the same situation as you mentioned in the North Country. So we are doubling down on the whole idea that, unlike last year when we were just really had nothing, no tools to work with, we had no weapons, that now we have a vaccine, and the boosters are critically important also because the vaccine after 6 months does wane in its efficacy. And because of that, we are dealing with, you know, North Country, for example, where they have nearly 60 cases per 100,000, and compare that to New York City, it's about 16 or 17 cases per 100,000. So we're doing a very strategic approach. I do support the local governments who want to have the mask mandates. Erie County just did this, have an indoor mask mandate. We still have our mask mandate for schools. We still have requirements that all state employees be either tested or vaxxed out. We still have our vaccination mandate for all healthcare workers. So we have to get ready for what could be a wild ride here in New York, but no other state is different. Every other state, in fact, across the world, we're seeing a surge in cases, but there's no reason for it. Everybody knows they have available to them a vaccine. It's easily available. We have them in 4,500 locations across the state, whether it's a doctor's office, a pharmacy, or a mass vaccination site, or at your children's school. So there's really no excuse. We're ready. We're just reminding people through a lot of very aggressive public media campaigns, social media, television spots, just to get people's attention focused on this, that it doesn't have to be this way.
Governor, speaking of things we could do in New York City to get the vaccination rates up and beat back a potential surge in the wintertime, one of the things in terms of the MTA is that their vaccination rates are below 70% at the moment. And Mayor de Blasio, he wants you to mandate COVID vaccines for MTA workers. You said yesterday that there is no need because the current policy, which is masking and testing if people don't get the vaccination, is working. But why not mandate it if it's something that we could do that could potentially beat back a surge? Is it a question of union protest or sick out?
No, the MT workers are state employees. And so I have a statewide initiative where we actually send people the testing kits, or else they have to prove that they're, you know, they have vaccinations. So if I saw numbers that were alarming with the MTA, we'd be having a different conversation. Mm. But they are making sure that they are doing their jobs. They have a testing rate, a vaccination rate, that is approximately closer to 80% than the 70 that's out there. There's just some confusion in how this is being reported, and that's being cleaned up as we speak. So it's higher than what is publicly acknowledged. That's one thing. But the testing has revealed that their positivity rate is just 0.6%. That's half of the average of New York City, which is still incredibly low. If that number was high, we'd be having a different conversation, but that seems to be working in terms of their ability to protect themselves, anybody they come in contact, and they all wear masks all the time. So I'm open to ideas. If the mayor wants to share his ideas, that's fine. But I also have to deal in the realities that I cannot have any service disruptions. We're working very hard to get people to come back to the city, showing them that the subways are safe, that they are safe when they get on a train, when they're safe when they, you know, go into a restaurant, they're safe when they go into their workplace. And I have to make sure that we don't have service disruptions that could be caused by people walking off the job. So I have a lot to think about and many things, many factors to process in this determination. But 0.6% positivity among that smaller percentage that are not vaccinated, I think that's a good number right now.
Mm-hmm. Governor, the Assembly released a report on your predecessor that found former Governor Andrew Cuomo had improperly used his office to draft his book. Now, that book contract also has a history at JCOPE, that's the Joint Commission on Public Ethics. It had originally granted permission to the former governor to write that memoir, and then last week it revoked it. You've promised that JCOPE needs a serious overhaul. Can you give us an update on where things stand on that?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, I had to replace a number of individuals and fill some vacancies with people. And I want everyone to know, when I replace people on a board like that, because ethics is so very important to me, I made sure that these are people that I did not have a personal relationship with. They were not my supporters. They were not people who had worked with me. A whole different dynamic just in the interplay of who's working, who is representing the state of New York on JCOPE. I wanted to find people who are experts in ethics and had reputations that were stellar in the community. So they have been put forth. I've never even had a conversation with them. So I want to make sure that they're unbiased and that they're doing the right thing. So starting with new people overall, but the whole concept that there be an entity that the state can have individuals put on by the governor or by the legislature, that's not going to instill trust in people. We have to come up with a different process altogether where the membership are people who are independent from the government. That's the only way that will instill that sense that this truly is an independent body that is going to be coming up with the correct results and not have undue political influence. So those conversations are ongoing. I have to do this with the legislature. Mm-hmm. I don't have the ability to do this independently. But from the very first week on this job, when I promised a whole new era of transparency, accountability, and the highest ethical standards, JCOPE is one of the reforms that we're tackling.
Governor, the Daily News reported Monday that Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin submitted a background check that appeared to be inaccurate while also containing some missing information. Can you tell us about the vetting process into the Lieutenant Governor?
You know, certainly he's correcting some of the records that were incomplete, and we support that. And, you know, we are certainly, it was a complicated time. We were vetting, you know, literally hundreds of people to start in our administration, and it's something we'll keep an eye on and work closely with. But he is in the process of correcting the record.
Governor Hochul, thanks so much for joining us, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you.